Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Cheryl Strauss-Einhorn is here. She's become a great member of our brain trust. She's a media consultant, award-winning journalist, covering business and economics and financial news. She's the author of a now award-winning book, Problem Solved, A Powerful System for Making Complex Decisions with Confidence and Conviction. Cheryl, welcome back and congratulations on the award.
Thank you so much, and I'm so happy to be here.
It's good to have you here, and I'm not surprised your book was recognized last week by the 2018 International Book Awards, and so good for you on that. And let's talk about this problem-solving scenario that or the idea, the philosophy of solving problems that you cover in your book. It seems to me that a lot of us don't get to the heart of the matter. We don't get to what's wrong, where we're stuck, quick enough because we don't really have any kind of a process. We sort of shotgun it, or we just sort of take it on as it comes, rather than saying, okay, let me slow down a minute here. I have a building block method here. Let me apply that method to this issue and solve the problem. What do you think?
I think that's right. I think a lot of times when people are sort of facing down a complex problem, it is something that can be very frustrating because this idea of a blank canvas, an idea of sort of the universe of infinite possibilities, it is something that I think a lot of times can make people worried about how do you start and what is it that you should actually do in terms of the steps that can empower you to solve the problem in a way that is going to reach a successful outcome for you personally, right? The idea is that we're all constrained somehow by time and resources, as mm-hmm. we should be. Mm-hmm. So this idea of sort of infinite possibilities when thinking about solving a complex problem, I think can oftentimes be very frustrating and sometimes even counterproductive for people. So having a logical step-by-step process where they can put their trust in the system and have it manage for some of our own assumptions and judgments that we make, our mental shortcuts, and something that also helps us to focus on how other stakeholders involved in our decision think about the problem, that's something that I think can empower a lot of people to have greater confidence and skills in solving complex problems.
I like the way you talked about the having so many different aspects to your process. What happens is, you know, one of the things I learned years ago, I was trying to become a better photographer. And back in the old single reflex lens a day, you know, before the digital, I was taking pictures and I was just snapping all kinds of pictures and I was so disappointed and they didn't turn out the composition. It wasn't what I thought I was going to get, you know, when I took the picture. And a pro told me one time, he said, "You're taking pictures of the world." He said, "You got to focus." He said, "You need to find smaller things to be interested in and focus on those and do a really good job of bringing the world down to smaller things." And I think he was talking about your method of not letting the world jump into the middle of your process, your problem solving process, but focusing more. What do you think?
First of all, I think that's a beautiful analogy. And as somebody who grew up with a darker room in our house where we were making black and white photos, that's a particularly nice analogy for you to make. I'd say two things about that. I do think that this idea of breaking things down into their elemental pieces so that you can think about them one at a time is really part of why I settled on a perspective-taking process, which is what my area method, my decision-making mm-hmm. system is, because perspective-taking gives you this beautiful two-for-one. By separating your sources of information when you're problem-solving, you have an opportunity to really think about the incentives and motives of these other sources, these other stakeholders involved in your decision, and it also gives you the opportunity to gain some distance on how you think and feel, which is what then can help you to better face down your own assumptions and judgments mm-hmm. to see if they have evidence behind them. That being said, once you've broken things down into these component pieces, you also do need a way to cobble it all back together and to analyze it so that it makes sense. So in this analogy that you use about snapping the individual pictures, right, every time you decide what's in the focus of the lens, you're also setting borders around it. Mm-hmm. So if you reach the top of the mountain, for instance, in terms of your data collection, you've got all these pictures that don't really represent the full view of what you're able to see beyond the lens. And so thinking about what is the system that you need that can make sense of all the individual photos, all this individual data, is what really helps you to put together a composite picture that so that you're solving your problem holistically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the quicker you can identify what is at the heart of what you're dealing with and what isn't, especially as for a small business, and especially these days, Cheryl, when things are moving so fast, we have limited capital, and time is capital. And the longer we take to putz around with the problem or to let a problem that could have become an opportunity not do that, you know, continue to be a problem, the longer we take to do that, the more it costs us, and the less competitive we become, the less we're able to serve our customers, and the closer it puts us to actually not surviving. And so anything we can do to eliminate steps and elements in the problem-solving process is money in our pocket.
I think that's an excellent point, and that's why this idea about N equaling all, this infinite possibility, right, is really not productive. So what my area method says is don't worry about that. Invert the problem and turn it upside down. And instead, ask yourself something that I find is far more empowering for people, which is what constitutes a good outcome for you personally?
Cheryl, hold on to that thought. We're going to talk about limiting your options, folks. That's one of the things that Cheryl talks about. After the break, Cheryl Strauss-Einhorn is the author of Problem Solved. It's an award-winning book, folks. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.